Good morning and welcome to the Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles. It's about 11-ish, almost 12, but I still consider it morning. I'm drinking another cup of my Dunkin' Donut coffee. Probably have a few cups today, but that's okay. I don't have them usually all the time. I hope you're enjoying your day. And another episode of the Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM is promised. I am here and I'm going to talk also more about books and coffee. And I hope, and I'm so glad you've been enjoying the new episodes. And hopefully have authors come to the show. I'm hoping to get that scheduled for January so I can have some authors come and share their wonderful insight for the new year, have new authors. Hopefully my dear friend and amazing author, Chrissy Parker, once I can coordinate a good schedule for her because she's in the UK. And of course, Tish McWeber, who's another amazing coffee house writer, co-writer. And she's an author, speaker. She does so many things. I'm hoping to have her finally on my show this upcoming year. Of course, get my author friend, which I recommended his books yesterday, AJ Brown, Jeff Brown, to come to the show. And of course, my friend Lori Fontanes, author Lori Fontanes, and other authors, Kate Marie, different authors, Jessica Nizolek, and all these amazing authors that I know. I hope that they can come to the show. So they're listening. I hope they'll be able to come, and more authors, hopefully, will come to the show as soon as I can schedule you guys. And Francine Lee W, and all these amazing, wonderful people that I know that can come to the show. So if I didn't say your name, that doesn't mean I don't want you on the show. It just means that there's so many authors out there, just, you know, whatever, you know, are my author friends or new authors that want to come to the show, just send me a message and I'll try to schedule you for the month of January. But I wanted to reflect back on this episode today, and I know the New Year's until Friday. I'm hoping tomorrow I can come and do a show, but in case I don't, I wanted to reflect back on this amazing year's 2021. And although it was very limited on the amount of shows I did this year, as you know, I still wanted to reflect back on it. And, you know, be grateful for this podcast as well, the beginnings of it, and recommend books. And while I drink my coffee, my Dunkin' Donut coffee and different coffees available, I hope that you're enjoying listening to the podcast. I hope to do more promos for it, create a newsletter for it, because I haven't done a newsletter for the Daily with Syl Stein through Anchor FM, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles. I hope to do that as well. I need to get with one of my PAs from another podcast that I do, and I'm hoping to incorporate all that hopefully for the upcoming new year as well. But for now, I'm just grateful that I get to do this podcast through Anchor FM, which is one of the easiest ways to do a podcast. If you listen to my sponsorship on it, it's very easy. It's accessible on your phone, and you can use the mic on it when you're on your phone. You could also download it on your computer and make it more, you know, do different things. If you're very tech savvy, you can do a lot of different things with the audio and the sounds, and it provides you interludes and sounds and music, and you can also get support for your podcast, so you can do that as well. So, good morning, happy Wednesday. I am Syl Stein for the Daily with Syl Stein on Anchor FM. I do episodes here and there, so I'm on season, I believe it's season 10, but I'm not going by like how TV shows do it. I started this podcast in 2017, and it's evolved into different things every year. And I'm so grateful that I'm able to do this podcast through Anchor FM. And it's also available through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, different other formats that they have, Overcast, and different other ways, Google Play, and different platforms. So I hope you'll download the episodes and support the podcast as well. But we'll get started now. We'll be right back. I just wanted to do this intro and welcome everybody back. It's almost the new year. We're on Wednesday. We're on December. I believe it's today is December 29th. Sorry for the background noise. I have children who play games, and then I have to kind of edit my own stuff. So my apologies for the background noise. But anyway, I will be right back with more of the Daily with Sil Stein through Anchor FM, which presents the Coffee Chronicles, and we'll be right back to get started. And I hope you like the intro. Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Welcome to the Daily with Sil Stein through Anchor FM, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles. I want to start off with book recommendations. I know I mentioned a few yesterday. I've been mentioning more books as we go, but I also wanted to recommend books that are influential. If you like to read books that will help change you and influence you, if you're into those kind of books, I wanted to recommend Pretty Happy, Healthy Ways to Love Your Body by Kate Hudson. You don't have to be perfect. Pretty Happy is pretty great. And I read this book. I actually won this book off of, I don't even remember, Brandon Barash from General Hospital. He played Johnny Sicara. Well, he participated a lot on Instagram before. I think he's been busy as of yet. And he's a wonderful actor, father to his daughter, Harper. And I hope he doesn't mind me mentioning that, but I entered a contest about how you see yourself, your inner self. And we all had to write something about self-esteem, which I have struggled with in my life. I've talked about it before in other blogs and stuff. Everybody struggles with different things. And I was able to win this book. And it is signed by Brandon. He was very kind to send it to me, but also say, thank you for playing, because I wrote, it was like a contest, and for my honesty. And he wrote back and sent it to me, which I thought was really great. And it's a book by Kate Hudson with Billy Fitzpatrick, and she talks about healthy ways to love your body and embrace it. And lately, especially this year, I have embraced it a lot more as of late, because I had to be in the hospital this year, which is also a reflection of myself. I had to be in the hospital this year, and I had to go in for a bowel obstruction. It wasn't anything that I did, specifically, but it happened. I felt a lot of pain. I'm not going to go into every detail, but I was blessed that they were able to take care of it. But now it makes you think more about how to handle your body, take better care of yourself. People say, oh, you've lost weight, different things. I'm not perfect at it, because for me, I grow up with loving all the carbs, and I'm Hispanic. I grew up in Brownsville, Texas. I grew up with a Latino family, and we love our great tortillas and all these great foods that we love. And I've had to learn to step back from a lot of the stuff I love, because my body's changing. As you get older, I'm 51 now. I turned 51 this past June 7th of 2021, and I'm 51 years old, soon to be 52 next year, God willing. And I had never been in the hospital, not since I was younger, and never through anything major, other than being in for other minor little things. And in November of this year, unfortunately, I was hospitalized. I had a small bowel obstruction. It wasn't massive, but it still affected me, and it makes you reflect on different things in your life. Of course, I'm very grateful for my faith, prayer, having people, those people around you that give you that faith and that strength. Family, friends that have become family, and specifically, of course, my husband and my children. But I had my dear friend Lisa Godoy. Her husband and her and my children have become really close, and
We've been family for a long while, but she's been there for me, especially during this hospitalization. She was there for me, and she, you know, she helped my husband and my in-laws. Of course, my mom and dad took care of the kids, and they were all there for me and his work people. My shout out to my husband's work, BNT, for being there for the Godoys, who were there for us, Sergio and Lisa Godoy and their children, Maverick, Nina, Gunner, and my family back home, my mother, my brothers, sisters who called, and my in-laws, my Kathy and Dale Stein, everybody, and people in the hospital, the doctor, Dr. A, and all the wonderful people at the Wake Med and Carey, nurses, techs, custodians, everybody there, everybody who took part, and the people in the emergency room. And I'm just so grateful to everybody for taking good care of me. That was a difficult time, but prayer goes a long way. People, my godmother, my dear friends, Shannon, who also called and checked in on me, making sure that I was good, and then they were all there. And my friend Liz from, you know, and my school family in Fuquay Marina Elementary, who also checked in on me, and they created baskets that they sent my family, and everybody got together, and you know, they all went a long way to make me feel better. And I was very blessed by a community of people online, also on Facebook, that, you know, send prayers, people that I've met, family that I was able to communicate. It makes it a lot easier. And people that called, and all my family in Odessa and in the different places in Texas and Michigan, my family from Michigan, my husband's side of the family, and now has become my family. And all the wonderful people that stood by me during this difficult time. And I'm very blessed. I was only there for a week. Then I got back. I was at home for another couple of weeks. So I was out for about 3 weeks overall. I went back to work, and it was like clockwork. I just caught on really quick and try not to overdo it for myself. But now I reflect better on myself. And try. I'm not perfect at it. I still have a lot ways to go, and other things to cut out of my diet, so I can remain healthy. But this book, Pretty Happy, goes into your body, and the different things of self care and what to do, what not to do, and you know, it goes into the four pillars that you need to practice, and living body smart. And if you want any change, I know it's hard. I know that Lisa and her family are working, you know, to help cut out and eat healthier. And they've been doing a wonderful job cutting out different things for their family without giving everything away. And my mother and father-in-law, they work towards always making better choices. My mother-in-law is a pescatarian. She doesn't eat meat. She hasn't eaten meat for a long while. She eats more fish. Everybody does different things, and I know everybody adds healthier things to their diet. They walk. I know my friend Shannon goes to the gym, and she does different workouts and different things that you've got to move around and work. My husband, with his heating and air, he's always working, moving. They're doing different things, and I'm trying to teach the same thing to my children, and it's not easy to do. And I know there's a lot of people that are now, you know, cutting out gluten and different things in their diet that help them. And, you know, I'm just letting you know, and I'm not trying to lecture anyone. I'm just trying to say that this is a great book. That's why I had to tie it in with my own experience. If you want to read a good book out there to help you get healthy, it's called Pretty Happy by Kate Hudson. And I know a lot of times, you know, well, celebrities have all this stuff, but you can still read it. And I think Cameron Diaz also has a book on health and taking care of yourself and your body. So I just recommend this book, because it was really, it's been very helpful, especially during these times for me. So I wanted to add that. And another great book that I have mentioned, but let me read the back of this. Let's see if she has another caption on this here. She just gets, you can be pretty happy with who you are and how you feel. And she mentions four pillars. Pillar one, cultivate an intimate relationship with your body. Pillar two, eat well. Pillar three, awaken your body. And pillar four, the miracle of mindfulness. So that she's got these four pillars. So if you're interested in finding out more, read the book by Kate Hudson, Pretty Happy, Healthy Ways to Love Your Body. And of course, check out Cameron Diaz, because she also has several health books out. And they, yes, it's actress Cameron Diaz. So hope you check her out. But another book that I find very influential in this time is Think Like a Monk by New York Times bestseller Jay Shetty, who gives a lot of great advice, turning wisdom viral. And when you think like a monk, you'll understand how to overcome negativity, how to stop overthinking, why comparison kills love, how to use your fear, why you can't find happiness by looking for it, how to learn from everyone you meet, why you are not your thoughts, how to find your purpose, why kindness is crucial to success, and much more. And I have recommended this book before, and Jay Shetty is one person that has made his wisdom go viral. He lived within the monks and changed his whole aspect of life, and he gives different advice in his book. You don't have it already, you need to purchase it. It's a great book. And, you know, and of course, prayer, you know, prayer, reading prayer. I am, you know, I read my Bible, different chapters in the Bible that I have in Spanish or in English. I have a prayer book of like your, I think it's a missalette that I got from my mother-in-law years ago. When I go to church, I read that. Different prayer books help me. But if you're more into meditation, then read the meditational books and get inspired, especially like my mother-in-law who does yoga, Kathy Stein. She's a yogi. She does these great classes and incorporates different wisdom and different stories from the different people like David G and different people that give great advice. I know that there's people that give their own wisdom and advice to different people, so you might want to check them out as well. But I just wanted to kind of give those books out, start with that, and we'll be right back with more advice. And I hope that, like I said, I'm very blessed by everyone. Have I left anyone out? I don't mean to. I thank my brother Raymond and all the wonderful people that kept in touch with me. But I couldn't have done it without my wonderful husband, my children, Paul Michael Consuelo, my dear friend Lisa and her family, and all the dear friends who called, like I said, Shannon, Lillian, and all the wonderful people who kept in touch at school, the principals, and all the wonderful people that in my family, my mother and father-in-law who watched my children and kept, you know, kept checking on me and checking in on us, and his boss at BNT Heating and Ventilation. And shout out to my husband's work and his bosses, Heather and Aaron Horton, who are wonderful, and his co-workers and all the people he works with, and all the wonderful people out there in my family who kept in touch, and at school and everywhere, at church, Holy Family Church, Father Josh, Deacon Julio, and Comunidad Ama, and all the wonderful people, Dale and Selena, and all the wonderful family and friends that I have back home, who kept in touch with me as well. My brothers, sisters, nieces, nephews, my sister Erica, Frances, and of course, I consider Lisa and Shannon my dear sisters. My brothers, sisters, and their wives. My sister-in-law Jessica, my brother-in-law Joe. All the wonderful people. Of course, my brothers Raymond, Ray, Mark, Ephra, and all the wonderful people that called. And they're my nieces, nephews, everyone. So love to all of you, my brother-in-law Rick, and all the wonderful people. If I left anyone out, I didn't mean to. Thank you all that kept checking in on me. I'm very grateful to all of you, and I love all of you. So anyway, I'll be right back with more. And thankfully, I'm doing great and taking every day one day at a time. So we'll be right back with more. Thank you.
And we're back to the Daily with Silstein through Anchor FM, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles. And I wanted to recommend more books. This time I'm going to go with the different books by, I'm going to recommend, let's see here, a book called, a novel by Sarah Zettel. It's called The Other Sister. And this is a mystery book. And it says, two sisters, one murder plan. And it says, once upon a time in a small town not too far away, there lived two sisters. One was known as the good sister, beautiful and loyal and brave, while the other was thoughtless, cruel, and scared. No one in the town knew what really happened. In their grand house, high on the hill, no one knew how their mother died all those years ago, and no one knows what they're planning for their father. Zara Zettel's The Other Sister is as dark and twisted as they come, a compelling and sinister psychological thriller in which every character is deeply flawed. Their desire for revenge, understandable and relatable, with its intricate web of secrets long buried, readers won't be able to stop turning the pages. According to Karen Dion, internationally best-selling author of The Marsh King's Daughter. So, Karen Dion, or Dion, D-I-O-N-N-E, internationally best-selling author of The Marsh King's Daughters, wrote this review for that. But I read you the synopsis, and it talks about Zara Zettel is an award-winning author. She has written more than 30 novels and multiple short stories over the past 25 years. In addition to hiking, cooking, stitching all the things, marrying a rocket scientist, and raising a rapidly growing son. So this is called The Other Sister, a novel by Zara Zettel. So I hope you'll check out this book by Zara Zettel. And I hope that you will. This is another mystery book. So these are all the books I'm going to recommend for today. So we'll be right back with the wrap up. And I hope you enjoyed me recommending this book while you're enjoying your coffee. I don't know if you're still drinking your coffee. I've just finished up another cup of my Dunkin' Donut coffee with one of my newer mugs. And I hope you're enjoying your day. And we'll be right back with the wrap up on The Daily with Silstein through Anchor FM. We'll be right back. And now it's time for the wrap-up of The Daily with Silstein through Anchor FM on this awesome Wednesday. I think yesterday I might have said Wednesday or wrote it on the inscription. Yesterday was actually Tuesday, and I think I said it correctly on the podcast, but on when I wrote the inscription of it, I said Happy Wednesday, so I apologize. Today is actually Wednesday, so I'm a little confused when I'm at home, but today is December 29th, 2021. Tomorrow will be December 30th, and we're almost at the new year. But what I like to say in this reflection of the in this wrap up, I wanted to reflect back on this year and how wonderful it is and how grateful I am. And you know, I know we've had a rough couple of years, 2020, you know, after the, you know, everything after 2019, in 2020, we started with the pandemic and we, you know, we rose above it and we did everything. And then in 2021, you know, things have been a little rough, but there've also been a lot of good things that have happened during our year. We've, you know, there's a lot of things that, us as people have overcome. And even though there's been a lot of illness with COVID-19 and a lot of different things have happened, and there's been a lot of division and different things in the world, a lot of us have still found the kindness and the love above it all. for me, it's faith that keeps me going. God, praying to God and being grateful for everything that He gives us. For other people, it's meditation. For other, you know, different people. But I wanted to say how grateful I am for my wonderful family, my wonderful husband, my wonderful children, my wonderful friends who have become family, my in-laws, and who are mom and dad. They've always treated me like family. I'm like their daughter, and they've always treated me with nothing but kindness. My family back home, my mom, grateful for her and her health, and my godmother, who's like another mother, my brothers, sisters, they're my nieces, nephews, their children. Of course, above all, you know, so many different great people. My dear friends who have their own children, who are like my own children. Love them all. They know who they are. And although I miss a lot of my dear friends who have passed away, you know, I lost my dear friend and sister for life in 2017. That's always been hard. I've talked about it before. I miss her every day. There's not a day that I don't. But I'm grateful that, you know, her family and I have kept this relationship for many years. My dear godmother, Cela, her dear husband, Rolando, who's like a brother, and their son, who's like my own son, Roland, and now he's married with his beautiful wife, Callie, and their family, their extended family, Del, Selena, the church community, Holy Family, all of them back home. Love all the people in Bronzeville, Texas, all my dear family, friends, my mom, my sisters, my brother-in-laws, my sister-in-laws, everyone back home in Bronzeville, my brothers, Raymond, Ray, Mark, Ephra, and, you know, my sisters, Erica, Frances, my dear sisters who I've made, Lisa and Shannon, who have become sisters for life, our friend Dave, who's like another brother. And I know it's been rough. He lost his wife, Amy. We pray, you know, that's my other dear friend that I've lost in 2020. In June of 2020, I lost our dear friend, Amy, who was like another sister. Miss her every day. There's not a day that I don't miss her. And that's been rough. But I'm grateful for the amazing family and friends that I have, that I love and I miss. And we'll always miss those dear friends that we have lost, but we never forget them. They're always with us. And I know that I can't say for everybody if it hasn't been tough. If you're having a tough time, pray that it gets better. And I know that a lot of people don't think prayer goes a long way, but it does. For me, it does. All I can offer you is my prayers, and I hope things get better, be more positive. But if you do have some form of where it's very hard, you're having a very hard time, seek help from those that you love around you, or though seek medical attention from someone that is able to help you. So I hope that you'll be able to have that help that you need. But I wanted to say, I like to spread kindness, try to be more positive. I know life isn't always easy. It gets hard. But if you surround yourself with those people that will carry you forward to help you, and even when they give you the tough love sometimes, accept that love, because it means that they care, and you don't want to be a parent to anyone, but sometimes that's the best thing we can do, is give others our own advice. And sometimes it's just good to listen to them, empathize with them, and just listen. A lot of times that's all they need. Not that I'm an expert, but just wanted to say, I wanted to reflect. I wanted to say thank you for the support of the Daily with Sel Stein through Anchor FM. I'm so grateful for all of you. And I hope the new year will even be better, bigger and better than ever. So grateful, and thank you for tuning in and for the book recommendations that I've given you. I hope to do more shows. I hope to have more guests. But thank you so much for the support of my podcast, For the Daily with Sel Stein through Anchor FM, which also presents the Coffee Chronicles. I hope you all have a blessed Wednesday. And if I said Wednesday yesterday, I apologize. But today is Wednesday, December 29th, 2021. I hope you have a blessed one. and see you in the new year. I'm hoping to be here tomorrow, but if not, see you in the new year with more shows and coordinating schedules so you can enjoy this podcast. And thank you again for the support. Have a most blessed day, and thank you for joining me. Keep enjoying your coffee, keep reading, and I'll have more also writing tips or coming back with, I'll probably do more on the book by, that book, The Writer's Devotional. I'll probably share more tips about that. That's a great book that I love by Amy Peters, and I hope one day I'll be able to talk to her more about those writing tips, because I've shared a lot of them on this show. So I hope everyone has a blessed Wednesday, and thank you again for joining me on the Daily with Silstein through Anchor FM. It's been awesome, and I hope we keep making more amazing shows. Thank you so much.